Actually, just thank you. Short, sweet, to the point, and all positive. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Indeed. It's that time of the meeting.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment for the comptroller regarding the water and sewer fund? Not seeing any public comment, we are going to move on. Thank you again for that update.
Mm-hmm.
Move on to item number 32, which is to adjourn to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 23, which is discussion only. Second quarter financial review. And I'll leave
Perfect.
It at that.
Perfect.
I don't want to steal your thunder.
You are a great editor. I love it. Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller. At the end of the second quarter, December 31st, 2022, I'm happy to report, again, I don't have much to say. The majority of the revenues and the expenses are trending as planned, and all bottom lines are looking good. We have a few explainable overages on specific line items, but they're really nothing surprising. Overall, our revenues continue to look good, with the general fund collecting at approximately 80%. This, again, is due to the ad valorem being front-loaded. I expect it to level out a little bit, but I expect this to still come over slightly over budget. Other revenue items continue to lag behind because they happen at the second half of the year. So we'll see those ones picking up. As far as our expenses go, I want to thank department heads again for all their conservative spending and attention to the budget as to where things are going. At 50% of the year, we have a few items that I just would like to point out that are possible augments that will happen in June. The sheriff's office is slightly over budget on travel. Partially, this is due to sending deputies two trainings they need to complete their jobs. One in particular was that school officer that was brought up earlier, so that's explainable. Community development refunds, this is something we've never budgeted for in the past and usually doesn't have a large impact. However, this year we have had, looks like a higher than normal refund for permits, but apparently it hasn't slowed down building any, so. Communications capital outlay, that will be augmented. As you heard from Becky earlier, she had a couple of things that were missed budgeting at this time last year. We can't have communications or dispatch center shutting down, so that's totally something we had to do. IT for professional services, this line item account is over budget and will most likely trend to be that way. That's because of the opportunity to move early into the switch system. I'm not sure what you call that. And then we have created a couple of new positions, which is creates in the commissioner's budget. For example, their wages and salaries will be over budget due to the economic development director that was foreseen when that position was created. And we do see that there's money in other areas that will be able to accommodate that. Fund highlights. Our tri-payback fund is going to come in over budget and will have to be augmented. That's due to the finalization of the fiscal year 2020 and fiscal year 2021 audit. That payment came through slightly higher than we anticipated. Indigent accident is also trending to be over budget. This line item pays the state for indigent accident on a percentage of our property tax. So although this is an over budget expense, it's related to an over budget revenue, which we're happy to see. Finally, I just wanna say that I'm very pleased again where we are at the half year mark. I wanna thank all department heads for being cognizant of their budgets and their spending. And I would also just like to make a comment that where we are during these quarterly reports really reflects on the amount of time and energy everybody puts into the budget process. Really knowing what you need, thinking forward, that makes a difference in all of these quarterly reports and when we come to the augment process. My goal every year is to have less augments than we had the previous year. due to some emergency items. That might not happen this year, but I think getting to the point where everything is explainable and it's not just a knee-jerk reaction is taking us in the right direction. So if you have any questions, I am happy to answer.
Thank you very much for that. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer on this final review?
Kind of hard to have questions, Jennifer. Such a wonderful job with all the departments. And I'm sure that the Story County, if they aren't paying attention, is the envy of the other counties in the state. What a marvelous professional job all of you folks are doing, all of our departments are doing. It's setting a standard of excellence that's enviable. But thank you for the report. It's warming.
You.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, I agree. It's an excellent report. Happy with it. Thank you.
Yep. I will concur with my fellow commissioners. Thank you very much for that report. Wonderful job you and the rest of the department heads are doing. Is there any public comment regarding the second quarter financial review? Not seeing any. Again, thank you very much, Comptroller McCain.
Thank you.
Until we see you again. Moving on to item number 34 is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A and B. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about these two businesses?
Just a comment. I'm surprised to only see two. That's unusual. But other than that, no comments or questions.
All right. Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, I don't have any questions or comments.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading of these two business licenses? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Sure. I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 34, known as A and B.
All right.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Can you just make sure that he doesn't have public comment on his licenses?
I think he's just trying to get a head start for public comment. But
make sure.
Do you have any comments regarding the business licenses?
No.
No, didn't think so. All right. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 35. This is the second and final time for public comment. We have one gentleman here that has some public comment. I just ask that you state your name for the record, please.
My name is Richard Backus.
Hello, Richard.
Yeah, I want to complain about the down payment, you know, on the county insurance, you know, $2,800. First time I ever got billed for $28 was last year, and this year I've already paid $28. And, you know, it's for my infusion, you know, the infusion are $22,000 a treatment every 3 weeks. But, you know, everybody's going to complain about the $2,800 deductible. I mean, all the county retirements, I mean, goddamn, if they're going to use the county insurance, they're going to have to pay $28, $2,800. And then I have one other thing. Doreen died September 1st, 2020. I come up to Toby Witten on the county insurance, and I never heard from her for 3-4 weeks. So I called her. Oh, I done all the goddamn information on it, you know, and she's not entitled for it. She was a county clerk treasurer up here for 11, 12 years. And she never got a goddamn dime for life insurance. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have to say.
I appreciate that. I'm sure it's being looked into at this point.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate your public comments, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you for waiting all that time to make these statements.
You got to get some seat covers out here for people to sit.
You should have asked. We got a couple of... We could have put a special one out there for you.
All right. Thank you.
But thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
That, Rich. Is there any other public comment?
No.
All right. Just making sure there's nobody else, no ghosts in the room that want to talk. Or, all right, not seeing any more public comment. It is Item number 36 is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 12:47. The meeting is adjourned.